AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. The nation's 47th president has been sworn in.
I, Donald John Trump, do solemnly swear
that I will faithfully execute the office of President of the United States.
The office of President of the United States.
And will, to the best of my ability, preserve, protect, and defend. The Constitution of the United States. So help me God. Congratulations, Mr. President.
And with that, Donald Trump becomes the 47th president of the United States. Trump survived criminal indictments, two assassination attempts, and impeachments to win his second term in office, the first being the 2016 election. The president already has prepared for his signature executive orders to clamp down on border crossings, increase development of fossil fuels, and end diversity and inclusion programs in the federal government. Donna Warter, Washington.
The Trump administration has ended use of a border app called CBP-1 that has allowed nearly 1 million people who are eligible to work to legally enter the U.S. The move will please critics who felt it was an overly generous magnet for more people to come to Mexico's border with the U.S. The heads of the January 6th committee say they are grateful by the decision by President Biden to pardon them for not breaking the law but for upholding it. In his final hours in office, Biden pardoned Dr. Anthony Fauci, retired General Mark Milley, and members of the House committee that investigated the 2021 attack on the Capitol. Martin Luther King Jr. Day celebrations have kicked off at King's former congregation in Atlanta, where his youngest daughter delivered stern words warning against anti-woke rhetoric. This is AP News. A charity concert for the Los Angeles wildfires is expanding as more stars sign up to help.
Hold me through the fire.
Billie Eilish, Lady Gaga, Sting, and the Red Hot Chili Peppers are among those slated to take the stage at Fire Aid, a benefit concert for Los Angeles area wildfire relief. For the Associated Press, I'm Jennifer King. Tickets go on sale Wednesday at noon Pacific time. The January 30th event will be widely broadcast. It's grown so large it will now take place in two venues, LA's Intuit Dome and the adjacent Kia Forum, with proceeds to go to wildfire relief under the direction of the Annenberg Foundation. Those performing include Katy Perry, Tate McRae, Olivia Rodrigo, Gracie Abrams, Alanis Morissette, Joni Mitchell, Green Day, Jelly Roll, and many more.
And another blast of winter is being felt in areas around the country. Residents from the northern plains to the tip of Maine are bracing for dangerously low temperatures, while the East Coast contends with a thick blanket of snow. I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.